And yes, it is time already to start looking forward to November 18th. On November 18th, LSU will not be playing a conference game. Southern will not be having their homecoming. LSU's got Georgia State. I haven't looked that far ahead in Southern's schedule yet. But there will be runoffs. So we're going to start right now talking to candidates in those runoffs. Emily Chenevier finished first in her race in District 66, which means she's in the runoff. She took down 32% of the vote last Saturday, so she moves on. Emily, welcome back. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks for having me, Brian. We're good.
You caught your breath already?
I mean, a little bit, right? Okay. But we have a long way to go. I mean, it's runoff. But I'm so grateful. I mean, I'll be honest. I was overwhelmed, just humbled, so thankful for voters that voted for me, supporters, you know, just people answering their door, all right? And just to meet me, I say that. So we're really, really grateful to be in this position.
Are you surprised?
You know, when you talk to people in the political world a little bit, I'm not going to say I was surprised. I knew how much work we were putting into this. Mm-hmm. To be in that position, maybe. But, you know, when I look back of the work that we did in the face-to-face with voters and one-on-one, again, humbled, thankful to be here. We're not done. We're going to keep working hard. I like to say run like you're 40 points behind, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's what these races are about. And these, you can meet people, you're on the ground. And I think that's what voters, they want to see, you know, what's your work ethic a little bit.
Well, and you say run like you're 40 points behind. This is legit one of those races where everyone's at 0-0 right now. I mean, you could take the 3,749 votes that you got last Saturday. You'd likely count on them. But it's all about where are the votes for Monique Penning, what are the votes for Hollis Bubby Day, and where are the votes for Drew Maranta? Where do they go?
Exactly.
Because you got a race with five Republicans.
Right.
You can't divvy up by party. You can't Mm-mm. whittle people away by party. So Mm-mm. you've got to work with a blank slate here.
I do. And I think it's continuing to do what we did, is working with great volunteers, people that are being very supportive. And I think at the end of the day, you know, when people, if you get out there, I think people are ready for, they like energy. They want to see people that are willing to put in the work. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready to put in the work and for my district and for the state. And so I'm hoping that's going to resonate with people all the way to the 18th. I mean, early voting starts the 3rd through the 10th. It'll be here before you know it.
It's great. We're only 2 weeks away from early
voting. I know, right?
It's
crazy.
So stupid.
It's crazy.
And then once the whirlwind's over, it's going to be, okay, now we're only a month and a half away from being sworn in.
I know, exactly. And then there's a lot of talk about, you know, just special sessions before actual sessions. So I feel like this group, mm-hmm. all of the elected officials, I mean, we're going to hit the ground running.
Yeah. Well, I'm counting on two special sessions to start off next year. One on criminal justice and one on insurance. Mm-hmm. So if you're not completely boned up on those topics, it's time to start cramming on a regular basis.
100%. And there's a lot of I'm always reading and studying and looking at all these different issues and a lot of those. And those points matter to me greatly because those things come up, obviously, on the trail. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's getting in office. And so it's just head down, working hard, talking to voters and doing all that.
Right, because nobody runs on the special session agenda. Everybody runs on what their district wants come regular session.
Correct.
So,
correct.
Yeah, this would be a separate cramming for an exam.
Correct.
To be sure. We got Emily Chenevier in studio with us. She has made the runoff in District 66. Emily, one of the things I like to talk about, especially when we get around to, primaries just being passed and whatnot, when you're talking about a district representative race, you're not talking about a statewide race where, quote, you got people. You're out there on the ground all election day. Walk us through your election day. What was it like?
Oh, man. I mean, a lot of excitement, a lot of anticipation of what's the day going to be. Mm-hmm. Had a plan of wanting to. I mean, look, I was out talking to voters up until like Friday night, to be honest. I mean, we were really working hard to get those people that maybe were undecided and trying to figure that out. Saturday morning, look, I'm up with my kids. It was kind of felt like a little Christmas morning with all of us. We're just like, you know, what are we going to do? The kids are like, it's, you know, because my children are younger. They had worked so hard. My husband's been so supportive. And so it was, you know, first thing, house was spotless. Let's do coffee breakfast. Family comes over and we start going over lists and to-do lists. You know, is there some last minute signs we're putting out? We're making a few more phone calls of people that maybe we're thinking are on an undecided list. We don't really know. And so I'm just calling, hey, have you voted today? And just reminding people to go vote. That's the big thing. I mean, I think our district was slightly above the state average. I believe we're like at 37%. And so it's just, this is another one of those moments where we're trying to, you know, just getting voters out for the general election. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a big deal. So that Saturday, hanging with family a lot. We had some family and friends together. And look, by the time the LSU game starts, you know, an hour or two before.
Oh, no, forget it.
Forget it, yeah. Right? You're not going to talk to anybody else. You know, I wasn't there. I couldn't even focus on LSU. Obviously, it's on. We're at family's house watching the game, waiting for results. But I'm like, what's going on with the Tigers? Because I'm just so in the zone, you right. know, with some friends.
Yeah,
so
I would imagine paying attention to LSU at that point is just physically right, impossible. Right. And yeah, anything after 4 p.m.,
right?
You're done, so.
Everybody's done. You know, yeah. You're good.
We're talking with Emily Chenevere, who's in the runoff in District 66. Okay, did you do the street corner thing?
So, yeah. So I was really on phones a lot, honestly, okay. like that day, and trying to talk to people. My family's out there. My kids are out there. We, like, drove out there to check everything out. So it was like, I'm just like, you're one of those deals where you kind of put people everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. And my family and nephews are like, hey, what are we doing? I'm like, you're holding signs. That's what right. you're doing. You know, like
waving
yes. and saying hello to people. But
vote
again,
for mom.
Right. After a certain point in that afternoon, when people are heading to tailgate and do things, I think people are like, yeah, we're going to vote, texting. Hey, we're voting. But then they're in tiger mode, you know?
Yeah. it's such a weird thing having election day on game day like
it
that.
It is a little
bit. And I legit don't know if it would be better during a work day.
You know, maybe here's the thing I say. They're already up and excited, and they're getting their purple and gold on, and mm-hmm. so they're going somewhere. So you know what? They're stopping at the polls and then heading, hopefully, you know, to the game. And we have another LSU game, obviously, on the 18th.
Georgia State.
A little different.
Yeah.
A little different on
not,
Auburn.
Not nearly as much anticipation.
Right.
So
hopefully we'll still get people out, and that'll be the message, you know.
Emily Chenevere's in studio as we're turning the page on the calendar over towards November for November 18th runoff election. Okay. So let's talk about the game from here forward.
Yeah.
Is how do you pivot? How do you go about? Do you pivot? Is it just more of the same? What are we looking at?
I would say it's a lot of, you know, kind of more of the same. Slight pivot. Like you said, there's other voters out there, right, that didn't vote for me. So I'm trying to get my message out. I want people to understand my heart behind this, how much I care about our district, our state, the families, the things that we all care about, you know, in our party, but really just individuals that want to vote for someone that's going to represent them well. And so it's a lot of that, right? I'm believing that my supporters are going to be out there and voting, but I've got to go get more, right? And so it's a lot more hard work. I've been doing the ground game since day one for months before this, and I'm not stopping that.
Have you talked to the other competitors in the race, those that have, at least those who haven't made it onto the next round?
Yeah, I have. A couple of them I have, yeah. Not all, but
well,
I have.
Do you court support there? I mean,
I think I'm going to get some support there. I'm waiting on, you know, I feel like I've gotten some good, had some good conversations, I'll say that.
Okay.
So we're still working on that. But again, I'm going to do everything I can to get in front of these voters to help persuade that, where they're like, hey, you know, I want to be your state rep. I'm going to work really hard for you and the things that we care about. A lot of them, again, against the crime, education, dealing with those issues, jobs and economy. I mean, those are the things that are on the doorstep.
Now's a good time. I keep looking up at the clock because I want to make sure we have time to reintroduce you to those who haven't heard about you yet. But let's just dive in right there. For those that don't know you, let's talk a little bit about who you are, why you're running, and what's important to you once regular sessions get here.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I'm from Leesville, Louisiana, central Louisiana, Louisiana girl. Came here when I was 18 and went to school at LSU. Mascop, you know, a manship school graduate. Loved the news environment, loved storytelling, and really loved people. That was one thing that brought me into storytelling is people's hearts and people's stories and how to make them better. Did that, served in ministry here at Healing Place Church for years, worked as a communications director for an anti-human trafficking organization, always was in the communication world, honestly. Worked in the film industry, line producer, production manager, behind the scenes, working with personalities all across the way in that. And always had a heart for just, I like to work with people and get a job done. That's really for people in the film industry. You know, there's a goal where you got to get this film done.
Yeah.
And time is money in film. You don't always get more of it. So you're having to do that. So I enjoy working with people, whether we disagree or not, but coming to the table. And honestly, the last few years had paid a lot of attention to the country, our state, and concerns. And there's two people I feel like. You get really frustrated and you say, you know what, I'm just going to kind of check out and I'm going to do that. Hey, and there's nothing wrong with that because maybe that zeal's not there, right, to step out and run. But for me, it was there and it would keep me up at night, to be honest, about issues of our city, our kids, our families. And my husband was like, you're at a point where you either need to kind of ignore this or do something about it. And so this is what pushed me to do this and to work hard. So it wasn't hard when you're driven by passion, right? In the days you're knocking on doors, it's 103 degrees outside.
Yeah.
You're driven to go to talk to people and find out and represent them of what matters to them. And so that drive is really, I believe, why I'm here. But again, I'm super humbled, so thankful that people believe in me, but we're not done. And so I feel like that's where I care so much about as I'm talking to people. Look, crime, I think that crime, we talk about jobs and economy and bringing business here. I think if we can get the education piece, work in that department, you know, and then also the crime situation, I think it's going to attract more businesses, honestly, a lot. They'll be more likely to come here versus our southern states that are kind of our competition.
I've been talking about that this morning because there is ideology and then there is in real life.
Yeah.
Because in real life, we have challenges. I don't know if we can make that leap all in one leap. It's about eating the elephant one bite at a time.
It really is. And I think people say, oh, we don't, you know, the thing is like, we have to do it all right now. And I think we're going to start from day one. I mean, you can hear everyone in leadership, you know, from the governor down. I think it's just going to be, we're going to have to work really, really hard and be real strategic in this. And I do think that education is a big part. My district is a lot of families that go to Catholic school, you know, the charter school. And so they want to feel like they're seen as well, you know?
Well, yeah.
I mean, obviously paying property taxes and they're also, I always say, pay a double tax because you're paying for private school. So I think you can do both. You can increase public education, make it strong, but also give school choice where parents have those options and let parents be the decision makers in their kids' life.
We talked a lot about education when you were running in the primary. I believe we didn't even get into the whole human trafficking thing before. Is that an area where you can put a stamp on, like, game-changing legislation in Louisiana?
So I think so. It's something I want to dive into more. I mean, Louisiana has done very well, I'll be honest, in some of this legislation for anti-human trafficking efforts, for sure. We have never sat back, but there's always more work to be done. Right now, look, without getting a conversation about the border, you're seeing we are an I-10, I-12 corridor, okay? People are being moved across interstates. Yes. And whether people want to discuss it or not, it's a hard topic, but we have to because it's dealing with children and women and young men. Let's not put them out. There's men as well involved in this. And there's all forms of trafficking, labor trafficking, you know, sex trafficking.
Yeah.
So I'm very passionate because I have sat down with victims and I've done interviews with them. And so when you talk to them face to face, you actually are confronted with evil and you have to look at it in the face and have a conversation about it. And then and I'm okay with doing that because I don't want to shy away from the hard topics.
No, I mean, that's the only way you think
it's the only way you find it.
Yeah, absolutely. Emily Chenevier running in District 66. So have you mapped out the next month?
Starting to yesterday. We're like getting strategy, talking about it. People are texting me. And I was going to say, if people are interested in being a part of that, they can go to voteemilychenevier.com, email me. I get those emails and working on the base of people that are like, hey, we've been working with you, but hey, we see this. You're in this. We're doing this all the way to the 18th. Mm-hmm. And so they can reach out to me and do that. And so we're mapping those things out. Yeah, this week.
Month and a day to go. I know I'm asking these questions and you're not, you know, we're only on Tuesday after the election was on Saturday.
Oh, but so. I've been thinking about it. Oh, right?
I would imagine so. But we appreciate it. This is not the only visit on the way up to the runoffs. So we'll be talking regularly. Hey,